Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our message today is about ukuzalwa kabusha ube umntana kaNkulunkulu. Manje is scripture say to see laphaya ku John chapter 1. Go verse 12 to 13. Leli lizwi lithi, yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God. Siyalibonga leli lizwi ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Ebese ku 1 John chapter 3 lit, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God. Awuba ngcwele ukuba umntana kaNkuluNkulu. Manje ama qualifications or ama prerequisites adingekayo ukuthi sibe abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Number 1 is to receive Christ to be the Lord and the Savior of our lives. Njengoba kumaviki aphelile ngiyengakhuluma nge-rejection. Ngathi uJesu was rejected. Now ufuna sim accepte. Angeka vela ngene empilweni zethu. So ukuze sibe ngabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Hayi abantu ngoba sonke sabantu bakaNkuluNkulu. Kodwa ukuze sibe ngabantwana bakhe, we need to receive Christ to be the Lord and the Savior of our lives. Number 2, to believe in his name. Ukuthemba bangcwele egameni lakhe. There are people who say, I believe in God, but not in Jesus. Ke sabathola bangcwele, nami ngiyabathola, mhlambe nawe uke wabathola. The people abazothi ngiyamkholela uNkulunkulu kodwa hayi lo Jesu. That is why kunama religion amaningi. Abantu abakholwela ebantwini abathi siyakholwa kuNkulunkulu kodwa silandela ubani bani. Manje kumangaze ngoba the very people uma beyenza yonke lento abayenzayo bakuthatha iBhayibheli balisebenzise abanawo amaBhayibheli abo. And yet is kwaNkuluNkulu kuJohn chapter 17 siyathola ukuthi uJesu before he went to the cross he made a priestly prayer praying for his disciple. Kanti kuverse 20 wakhona wathi my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Therefore, believing in him is essential, bangcwele. Thereafter, in resurrection, wa appeara kuba disciple bakhe. Wathi seke appearile uThomas lithi wayengekho. Uma esivezo kokuqala kuba disciple bakhe. Uma seke buya okwesibili uThomas wayekhona and wafuna ukuthi azakholwele ukuthi nguye ngempela wadingeka ukuthi amthinte amanxeba. Manje uJesu lapho uyaphendula uyaresponda kuThomas. Uma sifunda yena uncwadi kaJohn chapter 20 verse 21 uthi uJesu kuye, because you have seen me you have believed. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. Manje, therefore, the people who believe him without seeing, they are blessed. Ngoba uJesu usho njalo. But it does not end up there. We need to receive him in our lives. Hence, iverse lithi, yet to those who receive him and believe in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Manje siya believe kuye and at the same time fanele simamukele. Then it's then that we are given a birthright, a sense of belonging. Athi laphayana uncwadi ka 1 John chapter 2 uma ekhuluma u 1 John u chapter 2 wakhona u verse 28 wakhona lithi leli lizwi ku verse 28 ka John chapter 2. And now, dear children, continue in him so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. Manje uma senza lento izwi kaNkulunkulu elifunayo lithi lapho sine assurance ukuthi singabantwana bakhe sizelwe uyo ngoba baningi abantu abamaziyo uJesu kodwa abangakho abathi thina silandela izinto ezithile ngakhula kanje kufanele ngiyenze kanje kanti manje mawuse uzala kabusha uba umntana kaNkulunkulu lithi lapha esilifunde khona abangazalanga ngokwentando kamama nobaba kodwa abazalwa yizwi likaNkulunkulu. So uma sizala ngokwezwi senza according to the word of God ukuthi lithini. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyabona ukuthi bangcwele. Many believed in God. Kodwa abaningi ababelieve kuNkulunkulu kodwa abakholelwa kuye. Ekseni kwanamhlanje kuse 2 Timothy 3:5 uthi make khuluma uJesu uPaul kuTimothy uthi some people have a form of godliness but denying its power. Banesimo sokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa baphika amandla akhe. Ngani ngoba banesimo sokumkhonza. Ngelanga elithile sigqoka kanje ngoba sinesimo sokumkhonza. Kodwa makufika kwizinto zokuthi senze ngalendlela ayifunayo siyayisiwaphika amandla akhe. That is why sithi masigula kufanele siyinyangeni ngoba siphika amandla akhe. That is why masinamanenkinga sihamba sizisa endaweni ethile ngani ngoba siphika amandla akhe. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi we may believe in God and believe in God when into ifika bazincwele eyichallenge kithi kufanele ukuthi uzibuze ukuthi kukuphi la ugijimela khona kuqala la ugijimela khona kuqala kula okholelwa khona sibe bangcwele ezwini likaNkulunkulu lapha yana kuColossians 1:27 lithi Christ in us the hope of glory ngoba uma kufika lezi zinto asigijele ebantwini kodwa siya ezwini elithi Christ in us the hope of glory and uyithemba lenkazimulo and at the same time asihlangabezana nezinto sithi greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world umkhulu lo ngaphakathi kwami kunalo sezweni uma uJesu Kristu engaphakathi kwethu asiyi kwabanye abantu asiyi ezintweni bangcwele ezenza uNkulunkulu laka ngisho ukuthi asiye ebantwini kodwa siya ebantwini abazokuguide according to the word of God. Furthermore, the right to become a child of God is a transition and a transformation of what uJob akhuluma ngayo lapha kuJob 14:1 uthi uJob make khuluma a man born of a woman has few days and full of trouble. Where else manje bangcwele John 1:12-13 lo simfundile it is not born of a natural descent nor of human or husband's will but born of God. Therefore a transformation eyenzakalayo bangcwele from lento uJob ayikhulumayo wena othina abazalwayo ngokwentando yokomfazi esingakazalwa kabusha sisahleli ukuthi sika abantu aba full of trouble but uma uqala ufika kuJesu uyazi ukuthi manje inkinga zakho uzinikeza yena ngani ngoba uthi zani nonke nina bakhatheleyo come here he unto me all you are heavy laden and I will give you rest as I take my yoke upon me for I'm gentle and humble in heart and you'll find rest for your soul uzothola ukuthula komphefumulo wakho khona abantu bangcwele bangaba nayo yonke into abangashodinga lutho bana yonke inhlobo yemali bana yonke inhlobo yama riches kodwa ngaphakathi ukuthula banako ngoba lezi zinto azilethi ukuthula ngoba zisatisfya umuntu ongaphandle kodwa kukhona umuntu ongaphakathi ekufanele ukuthi kungene something kuye ngoba in each and one person's life uNkulunkulu wadala ivoid leyo void ngeke ifilwe nothing nangu Solomon waba nabafazi abayinkulungwane nangu Solomon waba negolide yonke inhlobo nangu Solomon kodwa ekugcineni wathi vanity is vanity all is vanity ngoba lezi zinto as if filwa ukuthi ngibe nemali eningi nokuthi ngibe nezinto eziningi kodwa le void ifila ngokuthi samkele uJesu angene empilweni zethu abe inkosi abe umsindisi weimpilo zethu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje it goes further lapha uma sibheka Ephesians chapter 1 ku verse 13 lithi in him when we heard the word of the truth the good news of our salvation and believed in him we were marked with the mark of the Holy Spirit asigcini bazalwana ngokuthi simamukele kodwa izwi likaNkuluNkulunkulu njengoba lisho kuba Ephesians 1 ku verse 13 lithi in him when we heard the word of the truth the good news of our salvation and believed in him we were marked with the mark of the Holy Spirit cabanga bangcwele ukuthi manje akugcini ukuthi asenze asinikeze ngithanda ngesiZulu lithi usinikeza amandla kokuthi sibizwe ngokuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu ngesilungu likhuluma ngokuthi sinikeza ama rights kusho ukuthi usinikeza ibirth right yokuthi sibizwe ngokuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu and makaqeda kasiyeki uyasimaka with the mark of ownership until the day of redemption manje sihamba sine mark bangcwele yiko lokuthi mawuhlangana nomzalwana kwenye indawo nazane ungamazi umfanise ngoba there's this mark yile mark enze ukuthi isitha sometimes azama ukusi-attacker usathanda kam-attack umuntu ongaphethanga lutho angeke uyokugqekeza uthi uJesu Kristu kuMatthew ngeke uyokugqekeza endlini engenalutho angeke uhambe uyogqekeza endlini engalalutho kukhona uma uyogqekeza indlu ugqekeza indle nento nosathane angeke atheke umuntu ongenalutho ufuna lento ufuna izwi ngokusho kwencwadi kaMarko ukuthi into ayenzayo aka atheke thina as such uatheka lento engaphakathi kwethu eyilizwi likaNkuluNkulu manje ukuba umntana ukuthi sibe abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu ukuthi simamukele abe inkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu and bese siyamaka with the mark of ownership uyazi abakhulela emakhaya thina sike sabona emakhaya izimvu zakho uyazimaka nenkomo zakho khona indlela oyimakha ngayo ezaziwa ukuthi izindlu zakwabani manje ekseni kwanamhlanje in addition to that Jesus Christ promised lapha ku John chapter 5 ku 24 athi whoever hears his word and believe in him he has passed from death to life ithi ngikutshela ekseni kwanamhlanje the concept of death to life lana it's not about dying in the physical but the concept of death to life iya explain lapha ku Ephesians 2 from verse 1 to 10 iya explain manje lana uma uJesu ekhuluma ngalokho bangcwele is for you and me ukuthi we have died in sin we are alive in Christ ngicela ukuthi sifunde lapha kuma Efese ku chapter 2 from verse 10 bangcwele Ephesians chapter 2 sizofunda from verse 10 lithi leli lizwi uma sifunda kuma Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 20 wakhona malikhuluma ngalento naku siyafunda Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 to 10 lit as for you you were dead in your transgression and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and for the ruler of the kingdom of the air the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the craving of our sinful nature and following its desire and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature object of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgression. Manje logo explainer logo bangcwele ukuthi ngalesa sikhathi sasifile zonenzethu ngani ngoba unembezo wayefile ubuyenza noma yini ungenandaba noma uhlangana nomuntu omdala uzusho ukuthi mina kusumamama angeke ngitshele. Manje kuse kufunye mbeza singabina namahloni abanye abantu ngithi anginandaba naye akangithengeli lutho asibina amahloni abantu ngani ngoba unembeza ufile but manje njengoba izwi lisho ukuthi and God raised us up with Christ, seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Namanje bangcwele asigcini ngoba uma uJesu evuka kwabafileyo wakhuphuka lithi izwi ukhuphuke wasibeka kwindawo eyiphezulu. That is why umasilwa izwi kaNkulunkulu lisitshela ngokulwa lithi asilwi nenyama negazi kodwa we are fighting against the principalities, the power, the evil powers in the heavenlies. Into zethu nempi yethu asilwi phansi ngani ngoba manje sesingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Uyabona i-eagle uma izolwa nenyoka ithatha inyoka iyise phezulu iyolwa nayo phezulu ayilweli kwileveli yenyoka ilwela kwileveli yayo. Nathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu uma sesiyabantwana bakaNkulunkulu asilwi izinto zethu kwileveli ephansi siyazithatha sizilwe nazo kwileveli ephezulu ey'ntweni zikaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyalifunda leli lizwi ukuthi ebekade sifile ezonweni zethu were made alive. As we continue lithi kuverse 6 and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God. It's salvation, bangcwele. It's a gift from God. Ah, bangcwele, ayina kuthi usindiswe ngoba wakwabani. Kodwa it's a gift from God evela kuNkulunkulu. Kukhona naleli verse yele elisho ukuthi athi uJesu uma abantu bengamukela, it's because God has referred them to me. Manje is a gift from God. Manje lithi maliqhubeka lithi bangcwele, not by works so that a man can boast. Noma ungaze wenzeni khona abantu abafuna ukuimpress uNkulunkulu benze yonke into ukuthi bahambe kahle kuze kuthiwa abantu hey ulunge kanjani. Lena lithi alingomsebenzi alingo kulunga kwethu kwemvelo. Athi uIsaya make khuluma ngalokho athi ukulunga kwemvelo kufana neidwedwe inukayo phango uNkulunkulu. Sisindiswa ngokholwa ngokumamukela uJesu Kristu hayi ngemisebenzi yethu ngani ngoba imisebenzi yethu sisese nenature yabazali bethu abasizala. But uma sizalwa kabusha sisuka kwinature yabo inature kaAdam inature bangcwele. Uma sibheka lapha yana khona kuGenesis chapter 5 uma kuzala uSithi lithi izikaNkulunkulu wathatha inature kaAdam noEva. USithi wathatha inature kaAdam noEva kodwa uma uNkulunkulu esidala wasidala ngokwenature yakhe. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuze bangcwele simamukele uJesu kudingeka ukuthi simvume, and esesimvumile sihamba ngokwentando yakhe not ngokwentando yokuthi ngikhule kanje kodwa ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini. Uma ukhule ngendlela ehambelana nokwizwi kaNkulunkulu, praise God. But uma ukhule ngezinye indlela kuze ukuthi awusalandeli into zabo baba omkhulu. Uma uthi uhlala phansi uyazibheka kufanele uyihlole ukuthi zizirayithi zihambelana nokwezwi. Yes, kukwahle ukuzilandela but lezi ezihambelana nokwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngikhuluma nawe nami singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi uma uthi ubheke ezwini likaNkulunkulu uzethi laphayana kwincwadi yama-First Corinthians ma ikhuluma izwi kaNkulunkulu abantu uNkulunkulu ababizile ku-First Corinthians ku-chapter 1 wakhona lithi malikhuluma leli zwi bangcwele lithi verse 26 wakhona, 1 Corinthians 1:26, lithi, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standard. Not many were you were influential. Not many were you were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. Akufanelanga ukuthi siphose yasho kuma efficiency ukuthi sisindisiwe not ngokwethu ukuze singaboosti. Ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukubuza kuwe ekseni mlaleli ukuthi somamukela uJesu na uyinkosi nomsindisi wempilo yakho. Uma somamukele ingabe uhamba ngokwezwi lakhe na? Ngoba kumamukela ungahambi ngokwezwi lakhe, loko bazalwana uNkulunkulu uthi ungalaleli kufana it's like the sin of witchcraft. Sometimes ungathi hayi angilithakathi, but uthi uNkulunkulu kuncwadi kaSamuel 1 Samuel 15, isono sokungalaleli sifana kuye like a sin of witchcraft. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu asisize asenze kahle. Noma abantu bengathini ukuthi wena ubani, bazokutshela ukuthi vele sifundile lapho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthatha into ezidispise azisebenzise. UNkulunkulu uthatha the broken vessel kube uyena azisebenzisela yena for his glory and his glory only, so that we may not base. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you this morning ngegama lika Jesu Christo, that now we are called the sons of God, Baba, in the name of Jesus. And your word says that those who are led by the Spirit are called the sons of God, Baba. Sigcini ngokuba abantu the children, but you promote us, Nkulunkulu, elevate us to be the sons, in order ngoba umuntu indodana, Baba, umuntu okwazi ukuphatha izinto zakho ngani ngoba ungene budodaneni, is no more an infant but is able, Nkosi yami, ukuthi ezenze izinto ngendlela efanelekile. Baba, help us, Nkulunkulu, nalaba babuthakathaka, nalaba, Nkulunkulu, abafuna khona abathandayo ukuza kuwe kodwa bangazi ukuthi benze kanjani. Baba, we pray ukuthi yenza, Nkosi, isimanga sokuthi uNkulunkulu bafinyelele ukuthi, Lord, bathole abantu abazobachazela ngokuthi ukuba umntana kaNkulunkulu kuyini. Baba, sikhulumi ngesonto la ngoba kukho masonto ezulwini, kodwa kunabantwana bakaNkulunkulu abathenge ngokwegazi likaJesu. Sithengiwe ngento engephakeme. Siyabonga, Nkulunkulu, ukuthi Baba usithenge ngento engephakeme kangaka, igazi likaJesu, igazi elingeke laphela amandla, igazi elingafani igazi lika-Abeli elifuna impindezelo. Baba, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, the praise, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.